Hello.
Hello.
I got two free smartphones when I switched to Metro PCS.
One for him and one for me.
It's not for you. It's for people like me.
And parrots.
I knew I should have gotten a dog.
Get two free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch two lines to Metro PCS and enjoy a 4G LTE network that's more reliable than ever before. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on Metro PCS in past 90 days. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
Yeah. yes, 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 yes. Good morning. God is an awesome, awesome God. There are really no words to express how wonderful God is. He's just awesome. Stronger than the strong and greater than the great. He is an awesome God. Thank you so much for joining me today, Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be here in Jesus' name. He is so worthy to be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. I'm here every weekend at 8 a.m. and bringing you words of encouragement. Try to stick with the current issues of the day, giving you information. And listen, most of all, just planting the seed of godly purpose in your life. I am so grateful to God that He has purpose. He's a God of purpose, and He has planted His purpose inside of every one of us. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. He has planted His purpose on the inside of every one of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me early, early, early in the weekend on a Friday out here in Southern California. And to all of my listeners, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for praying for me and Purpose for Godliness. All right. Love you. I really do. I really do love you. I'm going to have words from our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith, and then just share with you what God placed on my heart this morning. A lot of things for me going on. I'm going to try to stick to the script as much as I can. But I want our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith, pastor and founder of Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, address 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. So I just give a shout out to my church. Amen. Pastor.
Your work. So I was paying her out.
That's right. Because see, my kids, when they were younger,
Smith.
No, I ain't worried about it.
All righty. Praise God. Amen. We are moving right along. Going to share with you a song and then share with you what God has placed on my heart.
Overflow, let your spirit overflow and fall on me, fall on me. Let it all
overflow.
This year, let it overflow. Shower me in your love. Shower me in your grace. Shower me in your spirit. Feel this place, feel this place, oh, oh, oh. Shower, oh, shower, Jesus. Feel this place, we need the Jesus. Come feel this place. Feel this place.
your spirit consume this place.
Bring down your
love. Oh, yeah.
Bring down your
spirit. Oh,
bring down your spirit.
We want the rain.
Bring down your spirit.
Gotta have the rain.
We need the anointing of Jesus Christ in our lives, working through us. Amen. 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 All right. Mother's Day is coming up. A lot on my mind, a lot on my heart, and giving a shout out to every mother. Amen. Grandmother, mother, auntie, cousin, whatever capacity, mothers in the church, whatever capacity you are in, foster mothers, however, just giving a shout out to every mother, a word of encouragement to you on today, and thanking God for every mother. Thanking God for my own mother, Mrs. Make sure I put the tag on it. Mrs. Rosie Baker, all the way in Chicago, giving a shout out to her. I'm just thanking God for and for myself. I'm thanking God for being a mother. It is not an easy job, but it is something that we something that has been placed on us to do. If you have children, or you adopted children, or you are just a mother, period, because you got kids come to your house, which was us, which was me, a mother to all the children in the neighborhood and the block and the building and whatever. God put it in us to be mothers, to be nurturers. So to give a shout out to all of the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And also to those of you all that will be struggling and going through this weekend because of the passing away of your mother or someone that was a mother to you. Praying for you, asking the Lord to lift you up and strengthen you and encourage you. In the name of Jesus. Here is the thing. I told you I had a lot on my mind. I had two scriptures on my mind. I'm still asking the Lord which way I should go. So if you hear me hesitate, I'm really trying to, oh, Lord, you know, just help me. Here's the thing about us as women, and then the people of God, period, but us as women, the devil is out to get us. Women, mothers, the devil is out to get us. And even in Genesis, we see what happened with Eve, and we can tell our story or put our spin on it or however we want to do it. Eve should have been with her husband. Her husband should have said no. She should have said no. Why did the Lord allow the devil to come and tempt Eve? And all of those things that we just go through when we read the scripture in Genesis. But it's there, and it's there for a reason, and it's there for a purpose. And we see in Genesis that even at the beginning, the devil sought to destroy us, and there is a reason for that. And listen, here's the thing. I'm just going to read what I found today and some things that was on my heart. The devil reason or purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. He has no other purpose but to destroy. And if he could destroy us as women or as mothers and get us off course and get us thinking about other things besides taking care of family and our children, he will do that. He will lead us astray just like he did Eve. So because of that, we know the curse has been on us since the beginning for the entire creation. It's just a curse. The Bible says the earth is groaning, waiting for us. Listen, it's a curse on the whole of humanity because of one man's sin. So there is enmity between the devil and the woman. And it's specific. I should have had the scripture before me. It's specific. There should be enmity between you and the woman. You and the woman. And the reason is, I believe, is because we are nurturers. It's because we are powerful. Just think of Eve in that day. How she persuaded her husband to eat of the fruit. Just think of Eve that day persuading her husband to eat of the fruit. Ah, women, we have the power, but we have to use it correctly. I just want to put that parenthetical clause right in there. You use those feminine wiles and charms correctly. Amen, because it is God-given, and it does work, but it has to be of God. So we are powerful, women. I just want to say that we are powerful, and we're powerful because the Lord has made us powerful. We're not powerful on our own. We're powerful mothers. You have power through the power of the Holy Ghost. You have power to shape this world. I want to say something, but I'm going to stay right there. To shape this world. We have power to shape this world. And I want to say this too. I feel like I need to say this for every mother. And I'm going to read this scripture, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but to every mother that has made a mistake, I'm going to raise my hand in my studio / office or office / studio. I'm going to raise my hand to every mother that has made a mistake, because we've all made mistakes. We are not perfect. We are perfect in Jesus Christ, and we have all made our share of mistakes. And this, I want to tell you, be encouraged. Get up from there, from where you are. Dust yourself off. Run to Jesus and his word, and he will help you even in the midst of confusion and things that are going on. So the devil and the woman, you know, enmity between us. And the reason is, I believe, you all can help me, 347-989-0144. The reason is because Jesus Christ came through a woman. Came through a woman. God the Father sent his Son by the power of the Holy Ghost through a woman. Wow. You know, he could have just spoke, or he could have just appeared, because he's God. It's just my thought. But through a woman. So all through the Bible, we see women doing powerful things, great and wonderful and powerful things. So I have a couple of things I want to say just to encourage you this morning or this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening. A couple of things that were on my mind was the wise woman. And then I think this other woman, well, I said peaceful woman, wise woman. That's two things, peaceful and wise. There's another woman in the Bible in Genesis I think was wise too in her own way. But here's the thing. First, we must be women who can pray and shake shake hell. Shake hell itself. And listen, and accept the responsibility that comes with praying for your family and praying for your children, your family, accept that responsibility of prayer. That's how we become wise too. Something happened this morning, and I'm just, in a meditative state and fell asleep and woke up and fell asleep and woke up and was looking at this church service and fell asleep in the midst of them praying and woke up. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me something that was happening with Pastor Smith. And I don't think he ever told me that. If he did, then I don't remember. And concerning his health. And sometimes I'm amazed, but see, that happens when you pray, to stay in the mode of prayer. There were times our children tried to sneak and do stuff, and because Pastor and I were praying, I don't know if they did it, but they didn't do it in the house, and we knew what was going on with them. So be a woman of prayer. Second, be a woman that is respectful. Be a woman that's respectful. See, I can go through a whole thing with that and do part two tomorrow, which I think I might. I don't know. Y'all just pray for me. Be a woman that's respectful. Listen, oh goodness, help me, Holy Ghost. I just got to talk. Y'all just got to help me. Pray for me. I heard this song the other day, and it has so much cussing. I don't even want to say the initials. Irreverent to God, and had the B word, and I want a woman that's down, but they had the other word to it, and I'm going, that's why, and it's a guy. And, he's just bobbing his head. So I'm thinking, what kind of respect do you have for the women in your life? And women of God, can I talk to the women in the church, women in the church? We deserve respect and honor. We do. The Bible says it, to honor us as the weaker vessel. It's okay. I don't know why I'm going there. I told y'all I had a lot on my mind today. It's okay if the man opens the door. It's okay if he takes your groceries in. It's okay, if especially husbands, y'all, come on, brothers, let the husband open the door, carry the groceries and all that other stuff. And, unless he's disabled or something, let him do it. Amen. If you got a good husband, let him do it. We deserve the respect because, see, if you're going to be a wise woman, a peaceful woman, a woman of prayer, respect comes with that. And can I say this? Yes, I can. It has to do not only with how we talk, it has to do with our behavior, it has to do with what we wear. It really does. I know that, some of us have seen the clip of a woman pastor or prophetess. She was really on it. And I agree with her about what we wear and what we do, because if we are going to honor God, women, come on now, pull it up, cover it up, loosen it up. so we can have respect. They shouldn't see everything. All right. I just want to say that. So be a woman of prayer. Be a woman, especially mothers, mothers, mothers. I am 60 years old, and I could still wear some stuff if I wanted to wear it and look good in it. I really would look good in it. But I know my age, and so I got to dress my age. Even though I look good in it when I put it on, I still some things I don't need to be wearing. I just don't. And lastly, and most importantly, a woman that is prayerful, has respect, and is respectable and respectful and is respected by others. Here's another thing I was reading today, and it's on my page. We must stop playing with sin. Have no sympathy for sin. None. If sin is sin, I don't care if it's your kids. It's sin. I don't care if it's your husband. It's sin. Sin is sin. And if we start seeing sin the way God sees it, see, this is the thing. If you start praying and being a woman of respect, you a lot of things that we would like to do, we won't do, even for us, even for me, even for me. If sometimes if I have to ask if does this look right on me, I already know how it looks. I already know I need to turn it. I need to take it off. I really do. I already know I need to take it off. Right? Right? So if I have to ask sometimes, do I go here or there? I already know. So have no sympathy for sin. Sin is sin. And we cannot play with sin. We have to stop calling evil good and good evil. That's just it. And there's no in between. It's heaven or hell. Holiness or hell, right or wrong. There's no gray areas in God. It's cut and dry. You either going with Jesus or you going to hell. You either live holy or you don't. There's no in between. All right. I feel the preach right there. There's no in between. So listen, we ought to be women that like I said, that's prayerful, women of integrity, respectful, respectable, women that have no sympathy for sin. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The author of sin, the devil, is that the father of all lies, the devil. Have no sympathy for that. So if you are all of that, then the devil is afraid of you and for a good cause. So, and he is afraid of the power that we have. So here's the thing, celebrating Mother's Day and reflecting on everything that is even happening right now, this second, what's going on in the world right now, this second, reflecting on even my ministry, reflecting on what's happening at my church, reflecting on what's happening in my family, just reflecting. Listen, I thank God for the women that are in my life right now, the women that were in my life and gone on to be with the Lord or have moved on to other areas, they really paved the way for me, made me the woman and making me the woman that I am today. Short testimony. We have noonday prayer, and I really didn't know what was on my heart, and I do try to, and I'm not saying that I'm all that and a bag of chips, and you know, but I really do try to stay prayerful. I really do, because I need the Lord to help me, and I stay prayerful so I don't say anything that would offend anybody just because I'm having a bad day, you know, and just snap at people and all that, you know, because the word of God is going to offend anyway, but just because I'm feeling bad, you know, so I try to stay in a prayerful mood. And I went to prayer and hugged one of the mothers at the church yesterday, and I just began to weep. And she began to speak life. I had to clap right there 3 times. She began to speak life. Hallelujah. Life to me. And I told Pastor, I said, I really didn't know that was on my heart. Now, when she got through praying for me, she said, okay, now. She said, okay, now you stop that and move on. Okay. She said, you stop that. I know what she's talking about now because the Lord revealed some things to me this morning. She said, you stop that and move on. And here's the thing. As a mother, we grieve. Hallelujah to God. If you have any nurturing spirit in you, and I want to say fathers too, but I'm talking to the mothers today. We grieve not only for our children and our family, but we grieve. We grieve for conditions. We grieve as a pastor, as a minister, pastor's wife. I grieve for the church. I grieve for the members of the church. I when I see things happening, I grieve. And the Lord let me know that's kind of where I was. But she said, stop that and move on. So sometimes women, we got to get up from there, dust ourselves off, get up from there and move on in the power of the Holy Ghost. So here's one of my scriptures in Proverbs 31. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. Oh, Lord, y'all need to underline that. Oh, I don't. I get tickled every day. I look in the mirror and I say, oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm not 20 no more. All right, because gravity sets in. All right. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. New King James Version, Proverbs 31, 30 through 31. So listen, charm is it's a lot of charming women. And we do work hard, some of us. Some of that stuff I see today is, I don't know. Going to the store with your pajamas on and all that kind of stuff, I don't get it. I really don't get it, but it is what it is. So charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So that's kind of the first thing that was on my mind this morning in talking about a wise woman and a peaceful woman, a woman of respect and honor and glory. Amen. And glory. So here's another couple of other things. Even when you read in 2 Samuel 20, it talks about this woman who was behind the wall. I'm just giving you some scriptures this morning. This woman who was behind the wall because of war that was going on, and I think I talked about this last year, Sheba and Joab and Sheba running into this fortified city. And you got to read, I'm telling you, you got to read the Old Testament, 2 Samuel 20. And running into this fortified city, thinking everything was cool, because you know he just thought it was okay. So, and they come and they're getting ready to besiege the city, and the Bible says a wise woman presented herself at the wall, hearing everything that was going on, and sought to make peace. That's it. Listen, shake the walls of hell. Prayer, seek to make peace. She sought to make peace. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroys much good. So Sheba runs into the city, you know, this bad person, man. But there's one woman who was wise enough to try to figure out what was going on and to save her city. Mothers, prayer helps us find out what's going on so we can save our city. Save our city. So there is often much need for a peacemaker to heal the strife that arises between individuals, family, churches, nations. And this was a wise woman. I'm just sharing today. This was a wise woman. Now, she was possessed. She possessed an excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. Here I go again. Be a woman of respect. She had to be a woman of respect to do what she had to do. Because she is, you know, they going to tear down the wall, tear up the city for this one man. And she said, and nope, here's the thing. Nobody came but her. It didn't say in the Bible anybody else came. No one came but her. And I'm going to share the other woman tomorrow. No one came but, you know, just her. Being grieved at the strife between brethren of misery that they were going to inflict on each other. She wanted to prevent what was going to happen. And she was determined to do so by any means necessary. She really was determined to do this, to stop what was going on. And you know, I see a lot of things go on today. And, oh, Lord, and a lot of things that we as women say that, you know, I'm older now, so, you know, stuff that people say now, I'm going, my goodness, we couldn't even say some of this stuff that they say now. That would just been off the, you know, just we couldn't have said some of this stuff. You know, and some of the stuff women, mothers, that we put up with. Come on now. By any means necessary, she could have done just what everybody else was doing, sitting on the sidelines and let them just come in and just destroy her city and her home. But she was a woman of prayer, I believe, a woman that was wise, a woman that shook the very gates of her city in order for things to be right. So she was determined to be a peacemaker, determined to be a peacemaker. I'm looking for the scripture while I'm talking. And then another thing, she adopted an admirable method to she was peaceful. Here again, a woman of prayer, a woman that's respectable or respectful. That's respectful, not just respectable, but respectful. That's another thing we as women, mothers, wives, if I say this, I know I'm going to probably, I don't know how many people are listening to me, and I don't mean to say this in a negative tone, but we really do need to know our place. I know my place in God. I know my place. That's why I'm comfortable in my skin. Because I know my place in God. And when I get uncomfortable in my skin, God to help me, because something is out of whack. I know my place. I know my place. You need to know your place. I'm not a man. I'm a woman. I'm a woman that's a pastor. I'm a woman that's a minister. I'm a mother. I'm a woman. All woman. Everything about me is a woman. I ain't confused about what and who I am. I'm a woman of God. Okay. All right. So, all right. She perceived what was going on, and she was respectful. She was respectful. In 2 Samuel 20:18, it says, then she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceful and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city, a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? The Bible says, and I'm going to go back up in 16, says, there cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither that I may speak to thee. And he came near, and the woman said, art thou Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said to him, hear the words of thine handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. She didn't get jazzy. She didn't get disrespectful. She didn't say, why y'all knocking on the, you know, she didn't do any of, stop that pounding on the, she didn't do any of that. She was respectful. And she knew her place as a handmaid, which is a servant of the Lord. She was courteous, gentle, reasonable. She wanted to know what was going on. She wanted to know what was going on. And she wanted to remove all misconception. She wanted to know what was going on. And this is what she said after the conversation with Joab says to her, deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And then she told him, his head will be thrown to thee through the wall. That's why no sympathy for sin. Cut it off at the head. Wow. No, see, and I'm always amazed at God, you know, because I hesitate a lot of times. I'm really, you know, praying and ask the Lord, well, you know, what did you want me to say? And I'm really amazed at the Lord, how he ties things together for me. Because even before the show started, I was going, okay, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want? How do you want me to encourage God's people? Because that's the main thing, you know. My desire is how to encourage God's people. Be women. Come on, mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Be women. Prayer. Be women that are respectful. Because if you're going to be a woman of prayer, a woman on the front line, you got to be a woman that's respectful. Respectful to authority. Respectful to show respect to everybody. Just human beings, period. To your children, show respect to them. Show respect to your husband. Show respect on your job. Especially women of God. Okay. So, she did what she had to do. And the Bible says that she threw, here in 22, verse 22, 2 Samuel 20 and 22, it says, then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom. In her wisdom. And they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent, and Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. A woman of wisdom. And immense evil was prevented. Good, there was good for all the city. Oh my goodness. There was good for all the city. And here's another thing. It's a whole backstory to Samuel in 2 Samuel with Joab and Absalom and everything. It's a whole backstory to this. So, listen, evil was prevented, general good for the whole city, peace in the whole city, and the kingdom of David was established. Oh, my goodness. You see what happens, women, when we do what the Lord tells us to do. Wow. When we do what the Lord tells us to do. So the wise woman accomplishes what is in her heart to do if her heart is set toward the Lord. And also we are a blessing to others. And in Matthew 5 and 9 it says, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. We want to be peacemakers. Peacemakers. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you this morning. As mothers, as a mother, as a wife, as a minister of the gospel, it is so important that we be women of God. Be a woman. Be the woman God made you to be. You don't have to be like anybody else. You just be you with all your idiosyncrasies, all your quirks. Just be who God made you to be. And listen, don't worry if you are not the best at it. Just keep working at it. Keep working at it, and God will bless you and strengthen you and encourage you. And I want to say this, and you are going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes in raising your children. You're going to make mistakes with your husband. You're going to make mistakes on your job. You're just going to make mistakes because that's life. We live in a sinful world. We make mistakes. But don't let your mistakes define you. Again, I'm going to tell you what my mother told me yesterday in prayer. Stop it. Stop that. Stop letting the devil beat you up for mistakes that you've made. And I want to say this to all the single mothers raising children. Stop it. Stop. Don't allow the devil to beat you up for your mistakes. Get up from there. Dust yourself off. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Everything that I've said, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Be a woman of prayer. Be a woman that's respectful. Be a woman that is used by God and has no sympathy for sin. If we can do that, if we can do that, you know, Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself. If we could just love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, if we could do that and love our neighbor as ourselves, all of that is encompassed in everything that I said. If we could do that, we could turn this world upside down. And it's possible and it's doable. Turn your world upside down where you live right now. Turn it upside down. Let them see the best you. That's in Christ. Let them see Christ in you, the hope of glory. That you have an answer for the hope that's in you. That you have an answer to give your children. And it's Jesus. I have grown children. And sometimes all the answer I have is you need Jesus. You need Jesus. You need to talk to the Lord. You need to pray and ask the Lord. And when you have little ones, you pray for them. You teach them the scriptures. You take them to church. You don't send them to church. You go to their school. I don't know why. You go to their school. You see what's going on at the school. You talk to the teachers. You talk to the doctors. You talk to their friends. You find out who their friends are. You get on the internet and you find out what they're doing on the internet. You get on their phone and find out what they're doing on their phone. All of these things, you know, that we do as mothers. Oh, my goodness. And before I pray, and sometimes it is overwhelming. It is really, really, really overwhelming. I feel the pressure and I feel in my spirit that, you know, it's overwhelming. It is so overwhelming. It can be so overwhelming, especially if you're single and you're raising children by yourself. It can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. That's why we need one another. That's why we need church. That's why we need a church family. That's why we need wise people, wise women in our lives that will help us to get to the next level in God. We need all of that. So when it gets overwhelming, We have a shoulder we can cry on. We have someone we could talk to. And the number one person we have is always Jesus, always Jesus. And I'm telling you now, when you cry out to the Lord, he will send people in your life that will lift you and encourage you and strengthen you. He'll send the right person, the right person, the right person that will help you fight this good fight of faith. Amen. 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 So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you for your instruction. Thank you for leading and guiding me today to encourage every woman, every mother that will listen today. It's you, Lord. I take no credit. I just thank you and I praise you for every mother to be, regardless of the situation, regardless of the situation. Lord, you said in your word, all things work together for good to them that love you and are the called according to your purpose. It may not look good, feel good, taste good, sound good, smell good, but it's working for our good. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you. I pray for every mother that you would lift and encourage and strengthen. In the name of Jesus, your purpose, your plan, work through them and in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that mother that's struggling right now, trying to figure out how it all works, oh God, send help in the name of Jesus. Send help in the name of Jesus. That mother that's praying for her children that are not saved, praying for a husband that just walked out on her. Praying for that daughter that says, I hate you. Praying for that son that keep having babies all over the place. Father, strengthen right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That mother that's struggling trying to figure out how to pay the bills, how to get her children to the doctor, all of these things, how to put gas in the car. Everyday struggles that seem to overwhelm, that seem so easy for some, but it's so difficult for others. Father, I pray right now, send your word, and send a wise woman to help and to strengthen and to undergird and to lift and to encourage. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for the women in my life. The women in my life, the women you have sent to me to help me, to encourage me, to lift me. Even on social media, I get words of encouragement. Even at the round table, I get words of encouragement. Even at my church, my mom, my sisters, I get words of encouragement. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for it. I pray for those that will be struggling this weekend because their mothers have passed on. God, strengthen in the name of Jesus. Everyone, strengthen in the name of Jesus. Sons, daughters that will be struggling this weekend, strengthen in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for encouraging them, lifting them, elevating them. Wrap your arms around them, O God, and let them know that they are not alone and that they are loved. That you love them. And whatever grief that they are experiencing right now, this too shall pass. And Father, I thank you. Every day gets better. Every day gets sweeter. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for what you are doing. Have one more request, Lord. There are those that are not in good relationship with their mom. Oh, God, fix that situation right now in the name of Jesus. For whatever reason, you told us to forgive. You told us to forgive. And I have seen the acts of forgiveness and how it works in the lives of those that forgive. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you that even in the midst of the struggle to forgive, you are working it out. You are working it out. Those that don't know you and a partner of their sins have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray today that something has been said that will stir them to come running to you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord. The mothers that have lost children, however the loss came, they passed away, however the loss came. Strengthen, oh God, the grandmothers that are raising children. Strengthen, Lord. Foster mothers, strengthen, God. Mothers everywhere, whatever capacity they may be in. Strengthen, Lord, and encourage everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And let the church say, amen. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to share with you. I don't take it lightly. I really don't. I don't take it. I praise God for just the opportunity to share and the opportunity to let you know that you are not alone in this fight. Because, you know, we fight the good fight of faith. You're not alone. We walk in victory. We walk in victory. And we fight the good fight of faith and we walk in victory. It's amazing how it works with God. So be encouraged. God loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you. He will always be there for you. And I'm telling you now, as a personal testimony, he will send the person that you need in your life to help you get past every struggle. All you have to do is just hold on, hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand, because you are worth the fight. You are worth the fight. All right, mothers. So let's get up from there. Let's get up. Stop that. Grieving over unnecessary stuff. Get up from there. Be wise women in the Lord. Be women of prayer. Be women that's respectful. Be women that will just shake the walls of hell and cast out everything that is not like God. I love you. Keep praying for me. I'm praying for you. And I want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
From your love, we meant so much more. Still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child. And I'm worth fighting for.
Hello.
Hello. now.
I got two free smartphones when I switched to Metro PCS.
One for him and one for me.
It's not for you. It's for people like me.
And parrots.
I knew I should have gotten a dog.
Get two free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch two lines to Metro PCS and enjoy a 4G LTE network that's more reliable than ever before. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in past 90 days. See store for details, terms, and conditions.